We're learning the Sicha on Parshas Pekudei in Chelek Chaf Aleph on page 260. The Shir today is being learned L'Nishmas Rabbi Yosef Binyamin Ben Rabbi Menashe Koltman. In Zayar Parshas Seinu state, in the Zayar in this week's Parsha, it states as follows. As when the Aron is gekomen l'mekaymai of them Evan Shasiyah, when the Aron in the Holy Ark was brought into the place in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and there in the Kodesh HaKadoshim it's placed on the foundational rock, Evan Shasiyah. This is the rock of which the entire world was created from. Pasach Aroina va'omar, the Aron began and said, Zois munuchasi adeyad, this is my place of rest forever. Poi eshev, here I will be, here I will sit, ki ivisiyo, because I desire this. Rabbi Yehesa omar, Rabbi Yehesa says, Hai kro Knesset Yisrael omrelei. This pasuk of Zeis Munochasi, it's actually the Yidden collectively that said this. B'shaite de Izboni be'makdisha, at the time when the Beis HaMikdash was built, v'o'al areina la'asrei, and the arein was brought into its place. A third opinion, Rab Chizki Omar, Kutshebericho Amalei al Knesset Yisrael, it's the Eivishter that said this pasuk in regards to Yidden, Kad Yisrael avdin re'usei. When Yidden fulfill Hashem's will, Hashem says this pasuk upon them. It's then when Hashem sits on his throne of glory, and he has mercy upon the world, and there's blessing, peace, and love of all that's found. It's then when Hashem says, regarding Yidden, Zois Munuchasi Adeyad, that this is my place of rest forever. Mimelanet Bepashtus, so as we learn simply the understanding of what it says here in the Zayar, Telzich di drei deis in Zayar in Svei. The three opinions brought here in the Zayar are divided into really two categories. The Eshte Svei deis and a behesim zum Pshataksum. The first two opinions is fitting more with the simple understanding of the psukim, where the psukim speak about the time period when the Aron was brought to its place in the Beis HaMikdash. This is not, but the distinction between the first and second opinion here is, it's the Aron that said that this is my place of rest forever. And according to Rabbi Yehesa's opinion, it's the Yidden that said this. But it's both regarding the same thing, regarding the Aron coming into its place in the Beis HaMikdash. Later, dritte deye, however, according to the third opinion, hotes nit kin shaychus l'chayre zu pashtus in yonim shalaksuvim. This pasuk here, zeis meruchasei adiyad, so the pshat that the third opinion is saying is not really related to the simple pshat of the psukim here. When the Aron is gekumul l'mekayma in kodesh hakodashim, that would mean that it's the time when the Aron came into its place in Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's a completely different drasha, something that the Eibishter says regarding Yidden when they fulfill his will. So Zaben et Glatik, however, understanding the third opinion this way is not smoothly understood here in the words of the Zayah. Vibalt the dritte deye hotnish ken shaychit to the Mishkan u'mikdash u'knisis ha'aron l'mekaymai. If the third opinion has no connection to the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash and the Aron being brought into its place, teichen einyan in Zayada, which is the content of what the Zayah speaks about here, hot the Zayah bechlal nit gedav brengen den pirish da. So there's no reason for the Zayah to bring this opinion, this third interpretation of the pasuk Zayis menachasi adiyad here. The Zayah is not just coming to say pirushim on that pasuk. It's coming to explain what happened when the Beis HaMikdash was built, when the Aron came into its place. Stam pirushim in pasuk zayis munuchasi zenin gevis da kama vekama. Whether any kinds of interpretations that there are regarding this pasuk, there definitely are many interpretations, but here's not the place where the Zayah is focusing on bringing all opinions regarding the meaning of the pasuk zayis munuchasi adiyad. So why is this third opinion, that it's the Eibishter speaking about Yidden Bechlal when they fulfill his will, brought over here as a third opinion in the Zayah? Oich, an additional point regarding the first two opinions. So before, the Rebbe explained that it seems like the first two opinions are in the same category. It's the same point regarding when the Aron is brought into the place in its Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's just a question of who is the one that said the pasuk of Zayis Menuchasi, whether the Aron said it or the Yidden said it. So the Rebbe will question that premise as well. So Oich, regarding this additionally as well, B'negeya, the Ereshte Tzvei Deis, regarding the first two opinions, is move on, it's understood, as the Chiluk is nitnar Veresot Gezog Gzeis Menuchasi Adiyad. The difference between the first two opinions is not only in regards to who is the one that said that this is my place of rest forever. Ukedemochach von dem, this is clear from the fact, was betchila sayin Isaiah state. In the beginning of this subject, Isaiah begins as follows. As Shapiru da Alma, V'cheze da Alma, the beauty of the world, the revelation or the appearance of the world, Hatzichnit gezen ba Alma, was not seen in the world at the Izboni v'itoka mashkana until it was built and put up, the Mishkan, v'ol arena l'goy kotcha, and the Oren was brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Zohar begins speaking about the fact that we're talking about the Oren that's brought into its place in the Mishkan, not in its place in the Kodesh HaKadoshim on the Evan Shasiyah. From Dembleton, and from the time when the Oren was brought into the Mishkan, is Chazi Chesed the Kula Ba'alma, you saw the revelation of all in the world, Ve'estakin Alma, and the world was rectified, Ve'ozli Ba'ahu Mashkana Ba'ahu Arena, and the world went along with the revelation that was brought about through the Mishkan and the Oren which was in the Mishkan. Then the Zohar continues, Bizis is Gekumen Lahi Nekuda Di'iu Yifei Noif Chedva Dekaila, until finally the Oren came to that spot, that point, which is called Yifei Noif, based on a pasuk, Yifei Noif, the beautiful place and the place of joy of all, the Mokim from Evan Shasiyah, the place where you have the foundational rock in the Beis HaMikdash, and Kivin, the Matilo Hasam, Kedein Pasach Arena V'Amar, it's when the Oren came into the Beis HaMikdash, that is, came into the Beis HaMikdash, there in that place in Evan Shasiyah, then the Oren began and said, Zayis Menuchasi Yadayad. That's the introduction to the first opinion. So it begins with the fact that it came into the Mishkan and then from there into the Beis HaMikdash. Then Rabbi Yehuda says his opinion, and there Rabbi Yehuda seems to be saying something different. Oy, Rabbi Yehuda, kum zogin as nit the Aron hat das gesagt, no Knesset Yisrael. If all Rabbi Yehuda, the second opinion, comes to say is that the one that said Zayis Menuchasi is not the Aron, rather it's Yidden. So all you should say is that it's the Yidden, the one that said it. Because the Zohar already before gave the whole introduction regarding what time period this is being said. From them, Vasaris Kaifel. From the fact that he mentions and goes over again. This is in the time when the Beis HaMikdash is built. And the Aron is brought to its place. And then is when Yidden said, why is he repeating this again if the Zayir already said this before as an introduction to the first opinion here? Let's move on. So it's understood that Rabbi Yehuda is coming to add another point here. As das is verbunden, that this that Yidden say, Zayis Menuchasi is connected to, nit nor mit dem Oren Atzmai, not just with the Oren itself that comes to its place, nor euch mit dem Zman, the Izboni B'Makdasha. It's with the time of the building of the Beis HaMikdash in general. Not just with the Oren specifically that's brought into its place. So if so, does hey, so now it comes out as follows. The chiluk from the dry day is the difference between the three opinions brought in desire here is sai veresat gezog zeis menuchasi adiyad. So first it's who is the one that said this pasuk of zeis menuchasi adiyad? Whether it was the Oren said it, or Knesset Yisrael, or the Kutshu Berichu, or was it the Yidden or Hashem? And it's also, they're arguing here regarding what is this pasuk being said. Is it regarding the place of rest for the Oren in the Kodesh HaKadoshim on the Evan Shasiyah? Or Zman Beis HaMikdash? Is it regarding the Beis HaMikdash in general, the time period when the Beis HaMikdash is built? Or the Zman, the Yisrael of Neruse? Or is it in a time period when Yidden fulfill Hashem's will? Those are the three opinions here in the Zohar, and as Rebbe pointed out, the fact that the Zohar brings the third opinion, there must be a connection. The third opinion is not just a separate, random point unrelated to the Beis HaMikdash, but this is also related to the other two opinions. But what we still have to understand is, Aleph, number one, the Teichen Achiluk zwischen die erste zwei Deis. What is the content of the difference here between the first two opinions? They're both opinions. They're speaking about the same time period. For all when the Oren was brought into its place, Was ist der Teichen Achilok von der Amires Arayna or the Knesset Yisrael? What is the content of the difference, whether it's the Aron is saying it or the Yidden are saying it, and regarding what they're saying it? Seemingly, they're both saying regarding the same thing, that the Aron is being brought to its place, and that's its place of rest. Beis, the other question is, was is Negeya in the Eresh Dedeya, the Agdom living in the Binyan HaMishka? Va'al Arayna Lagoy Kotcha HaMishka. The Zayah begins talking about the fact that the Aron is brought into its place in the Mishkan. And afterwards, that from there, it was brought to its place in the Beis HaMikdash and the Evan Shasir. Vibalt as the Pasik, Zayis Menuchasi Adiyad, Ret, Vegen dem Onkum of an Aron and Beis HaMikdash Chulo. The Pasik speaks about the fact that the Aron arrives in its place in the Beis HaMikdash. So why does the Zayah begin and focus so much on the fact that the Mishkan was built and the Aron was brought there and then the beauty of the world was seen and so on? Okay, so the Rebbe here will explain the deeper understanding of these three opinions. They are expressing three different aspects of the building of the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash and so on. And the Rebbe will explain this on different levels. V'habir, to explain this, the chiluk zwischen die drei deises, the difference between the three opinions here, was is the ikir ha'inyan in Mishkan and Mikdash? What is the primary purpose, what is the primary focus in the building of the Mishkan and the Mikdash? L'deya ha'alef, according to the first opinion of the Zayar, that it's the Aron that said, Zayis Meruchasi Adiyad, is Beloshon Ramban, to use the expression that Ramban says in Parshas Truma, Iker Achefetz B'Mishkan, the main desire of Hashem in the building of the Mishkan, Hu Mokim Menuchas HaShchina Shehu Aron. It's a place where the Shchina rests, and that is in the Aron. That's one opinion regarding the primary focus of the building of the Mishkan, and then the Beis HaMikdash as well. So therefore, halti day, it's according to this opinion, as pasach aroina va'oma zayis menuchasi adiyad, that it's the Aron itself that opens and says that this is the place where Hashem rests forever, this is the place where the Aron is forever. When the Aron comes to its place in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it's the Aron that's speaking, because the Aron is expressing the main purpose of what the Mishkan is about, that the Eibishter dwells there in the Aron. But that's Rabbi Yehuda, according to the second opinion, Rabbi Yehuda. Is der ikere inyan von Mishkan und Mikdash, as Yidden sollen haben amokken kavua zu dienen dem Eibischen. The main purpose here of the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, and then the Beis HaMikdash is for Yidden. The Yidden should have a place where they can come and serve Hashem there. Beloshen HaRambam, as the Rambam says, regarding the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash, that the mitzvah is to build a bayis, a home, muchan liyais makriven by a karbonis, which is prepared and available for Yidden to bring karbanis there, v'chaygig and eilov, shalosh pamim b'shana, and they come to celebrate there three times a year on Yom Tov. Was that inyan? So this idea, this part of the Beis HaMikdash that's there, available for Yidden to come and serve Hashem. Hatzachayv ketom be'ikir b'shaite de'izbani be'makdisha v'ol areinu lasrei. This was accomplished when the Beis HaMikdash was built, and the Aron was brought into its place. On Yidden, haben dem Beis HaMikdash la'aveidecholu. So they have now the place, the home, to serve the Eibishter there. Und der Far ist Knesset Yisrael Amra. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, since the main purpose of the building of the Beis HaMikdash is for Yidden to be there, to be able to serve Hashem, so it's the Yidden that express this Aveda that they have now available for them when the Aron is brought into its place and the Beis HaMikdash is set for them to come and serve. Und das, Rabbi Chizkiya, according to the third opinion, Rabbi Chizkiya, is the ikre inyan from Mishkan u'Mikdash? What's the main purpose of building the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, and then the Beis HaMikdash? B'shachanti b'soicham. As the pasuk concludes, v'asil u'Mikdash b'shachanti b'soicham, the plural term, which means the menucha from the Eibishten is verbunden with v'ser es sheichin tzvishin in Eden. It's not just the menucha and the Mishkan itself, the ikre hachefetz in the Aron, or the fact that it's a place available for Eden to come to and serve Hashem, but through the Beis HaMikdash, the Eibishter dwells amongst Eden in general. And the Rebbe Lerenter, so therefore the third opinion says, as kochibiricho amalei al Knesset Yisrael, when the Beis HaMikdash is finally built and the Aron is in its place, so the Eibishter says that now I can dwell amongst Yidden, and this is my place of rest forever. So this is the answer to the question that the Rebbe asked, that the third opinion seems to just simply be talking about Yidden that fulfill Hashem's will, unrelated to what we're talking about here with the Beis HaMikdash, but it's not so. This is the third and main point about the Beis HaMikdash, that through the Beis HaMikdash, the Eibishter dwells amongst Yidden. Okay, so those are the three different aspects of the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. the three opinions that the Zohar says, who is the one that's expressing the main purpose of the Beis HaMikdash in saying the pasuk of Zois Menuchasi Adayad. Since, however, all of these opinions are all true, and they're all the words of Hashem, furthermore, done in our case, regarding a difference of opinion that's brought regarding how we interpret this pasuk that's brought in the Zayar, in the Zayar, all opinions abroad are all expressing a certain truth. There's no argument, there's no machlekes, and therefore it's all opinions that are true. Is Yeshleimar, so we can say here, Azmara Machada, Umara Machada Valoy Pligi. Each opinion is saying a certain point, and there's no argument about this, that they're all expressing a certain aspect that's true. Das heißt, and what's meant by this is, nit nor as alle drei day is in an emes, was is in an alle da im Mikdash. The point over here that all three opinions are true is not only in the sense of that since you have these three aspects in the building of the Mishkan and the Mikdash, so therefore all these opinions are expressing that aspect, so they're true in that sense. Nor furthermore, says in an alle da ba'ifin ikri ubepoil. Each one of these three opinions is actually the primary focus and in actuality in a certain time period. It's speaking about three different time periods regarding the fulfillment of the mitzvah of building the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. And in each time period, there is another opinion of the Zayar that's expressed fully and primarily. So what are these three different time periods? In the Inyan from Mikdash, then in Da'bachlal is Drai Zmanim Vinyanim. Regarding the Beis HaMikdash, there are generally speaking three time periods and three different times that express different points. HaMishkan, when the Yidden build the Mishkan in the Midbar. Then Beis HaMikdash, Be Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash that's built in Yerushalayim, Ha'alev VaHabeis, that includes the first and second Beis HaMikdash. And then the Beis HaMikdash de La'asir, the Bayis Shlishi. The Beis HaMikdash of the future, the third Beis HaMikdash. Those are the three general time periods regarding the fulfillment of the mitzvah to build a Beis HaMikdash. On vistis oich mevur merumis in divrei Chazal oif haschalas parshasenu, and this is all explained and hinted in the words that Chazal say in the beginning of this week's parasha. Eile pekudei haMishkan Mishkan Eidus. This is the counting of the Mishkan of Eidus. So it says here the double lashon haMishkan and then Mishkan. So Chazal tell us haMishkan Mishkan shnei pa'amim. It says the expression of Mishkan twice. Remez leMikdash shenis mashkin b'shnei churbanim. This hints to the Beis HaMikdash that was taken from us as a collateral when it was destroyed twice, the two Batim Mikdashes that were destroyed. That's what Chazal tell us regarding the first pasuk in this week's parasha. Kumtais, so then it comes out as follows. As their pasuk reta, that here in this pasuk we see all three points mentioned before regarding the three time periods of the Beis HaMikdash. Aleph, ein mikra yetzim midei pshutai, vegen der Mishkan. You can't take the pasuk out of the simple pshat. It's speaking about the Mishkan that was built down in the Midbar. The fact that you have the double lashon Mishkan Mishkan, there's a hint here that it refers to the Beis HaMikdash that was taken as a collateral twice, so the two Batim Mikdashes. And then we also have here Gimel, it's hinted here at the third Beis HaMikdash as well. The pasuk is meramis. Since the pasuk here hints to the fact that the first and second Beis HaMikdash are going to be destroyed, but how does it hint to it? By the fact that it's going to be taken as a collateral, shenis mashkin. Is move on, it's understood from this, as churbanin, what does it mean that the first and second Beis HaMikdash get destroyed? Is nit as er Beis HaMikdash rishayin visheini, it's not that both the first and second Beis HaMikdash, but the pasuk is zeidah koil umeramis ke'echad, which the pasuk hints to them, both of them, and includes them both together as one. Remez leMikdash uses a singular term, the Mikdash, shenis mashkim mishnei chorbanin, that is taken as a collateral in both times when it was destroyed. V'tchas v'shalim batel v'erem, that this means that the Beis HaMikdash is removed and totally eradicated, God forbid. Noras is an anayfim from mashkin. It's rather the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash is like just a collateral that is taken from us temporarily. A mashkin geit arayis fun reshus loive, a collateral leaves the possession of the borrower, und gefindt sich bei malve zeitweilig, and it's given to the lender temporarily. Und saf sa vet er umgekehrt zum loive. In the end, the loive pays up the loan, the lender, the borrower that is, pays up the loan, and the collateral is returned. The same is also here in our case with the two Batei Mikdashes that are destroyed. As the Mikdash Rishon V'Sheni V'Etnar Nismashkin, the first and second Beis Hamikdash are just taken as a collateral B'Shnei Chubanon, and the two times they were destroyed. And then it's returned to the Yidden, and that is the Beis Hamikdash Hagimel, the La'asid, and the third Beis Hamikdash. So therefore we see here in the Pasuk in this week's Parasha that it hints to the third Beis Hamikdash as well. Those are the three general time periods of the Yidden in the fulfillment of the mitzvah of building the Beis Hamikdash. Now these three time periods is related to the three opinions that the Zaya brings regarding where is the primary focus, who is the one that speaks about the resting of Hashem here in this world. Now the chiluk from the drei inyonim, Mishkan, Mikdash, or Mikdash Delos, what is the difference between the time period when the Mishkan was built, and then the first and second Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, and then the third Beis HaMikdash? In Mishkan, Hatzach Oivketon Be'ikar Olochal Reish, the Menuchas Hashchina Shehu Ha'aren. In the Mishkan, what was accomplished primarily and first and foremost is that this is a place where the Shechina dwells, has a place of rest in the Aren. But this is Fria Nitkeven. Before this, there wasn't a permanent place where the Shechina dwells. Nachmeh, furthermore, the Inyan HaMenucha Menuchasi from the Aren, in an Eifin Kavua, this that Hashem dwells in the Aren in a permanent manner is given by Iker and Mishkan. This was primarily in the Mishkan, even in contrast to the Beis HaMikdash. The Aren is given by Mekaymai, dem ganzen Meshachzman von Kiyama Mishkan. The Aren was there in the Mishkan the entire time when the Mishkan was standing. Mashenken and the Batei Mikdash, which is not the case when it comes to both of the Batei Mikdash, the Aren wasn't there all the time. In Mikdash Sheini is the Aren Milchatchila Nitkeven. In the second Beis HaMikdash, the Aren was not there. It was already buried and hidden underground. On a Mikdash Rishain is the Aren Nitkeven Kol Zman Shayakayim. Even in the first Beis HaMikdash, the Aren was not there the entire time it was standing. While B'Saif Smani, towards the end of the first Beis HaMikdash, Gonzei Yeshio hid the Aren under the ground. So the Mishkan represents the Shechina dwelling in the Aren. That was the accomplishment of the Mishkan. So as far as the Aron is concerned, there's an advantage to this dwelling of the Shechina in the Aron in the Mishkan. But if you look at the concept of rest and being permanent in one place in regards to the entire Mishkan or the entire Beis HaMikdash, is adarabe. So there, the opposite is true. The Mishkan was disassembled and it was carried from one location to another. And therefore it's referred to as a tent, which is moved from one location to another. By im is nit given der inyan akvius v'amenucha. Regarding the Mishkan, it wasn't permanent and rested in one place. By contrast, Batei Mikdash, a house, a home that's built permanently, zeh binyan is given kavua b'makom echad. It was built in Yerushalayim and it's permanent in one location. So as far as the whole building is concerned, the permanence is specifically regarding the Batei Mikdash. That's the maila of the first and second Beis HaMikdash. However, now the Beis Batei Mikdash Shaber zeh nit given binyan nitzchim. The first and second Beis HaMikdash are not there eternally. Zeh zeh nitzugenum gevaren by Yidden. They were taken from Yidden. Chach, der Mokim is geblieben b'ktushasai, even though the place, the Mokim HaMikdash, the holiness remains in the place, Shechina in Betela, since this is the place where the Shechina dwells, and the presence of the Shechina is not bottled in that place, but the actual structure of the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and was taken from Yidden. And the Bayis HaShlishi, the third Beis HaMikdash, Ober, Vedzayin Abinyan Nitzchi. That's a structure, the Beis HaMikdash will be built in this place and will be there eternally. Those are the three time periods, and that's the difference between the time of the Mishkan, where the main chiddush, the main novelty of the Mishkan is that you had the Aron there, and you had it all the time there. And then there's the permanence, the fact that Hashem chooses a home and a permanent location in Yerushalayim. And then the eternity of the third Beis HaMikdash, which is only then, was not fulfilled before by the first and second Beis HaMikdash. Based on this, we could explain the three opinions that the Zohar says here regarding the pasuk Zayis Menuchas Yadayad, this is Hashem's dwelling place forever. Who is the one that's expressing this? The Erech Tadeya, the first opinion in the Zohar, Pasach Harayin Avam Zayis Menuchas Yadayad, that the Aron is saying this is my place of rest forever. Kumt Behemshech to them Vosis Bani VeItokam Mashkene VaAl Harayin Lagoy Kotcha. This follows what the Zoya gives as an introduction, that we're speaking about the time period when the Mishkan was built and the Aron was brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Rebbe, this is one of the questions the Rebbe asked before, why are we focusing here in the first opinion on the Mishkan? So now the Rebbe explains, because the fact that the main presence of the Shekhinah is in the Mishka, is in the Aron, that is, was expressed more and specifically in the Mishkan. This aspect of Hashem resting in the Mishkan, which relates specifically to the Arayin, is haschalasai v'ikroi atzach oivketam ba'mishkan. This began and it was primarily fulfilled in the Mishkan. Aber, das ist nicht kein menucha b'shaiches zum bayis, Mishkan gufe. However, this is not a level of rest which relates to the entire structure of the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash. Und der Rebbe is b'nigeye Yidin. So therefore, on the other hand, regarding Yidin, to have a location to come to there, to serve Hashem, to was faran or to bayis, is any gekumen, the place and the home that they come to, Zakman, the Pasuk tells us, kiloi basem goyme elamanucha valanachla. You still don't have a permanent place and location where Hashem rests, which is the permanent inheritance of Yidin to come serve Hashem. So that aspect of nachla, of menucha, was not attained yet. And the Tzeita day in Zayar, then comes the second opinion in Zayar, is the medubah wegen dem zman hamikdash. Here, the second opinion is referring to the time when the Beis HaMikdash was built, the first and second Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, Rabbi Yaseh doesn't just speak about the fact that it's the Yidden that said this, but he also gives the introduction and says, or actually he adds after he says that it's the Yidden that says that, say this, he adds and says, when was this? B'shaita the Izbani, b'maktisha, it's a time when the Beis HaMikdash, referring to the Beis HaMikdash in general, was built, and the Aron was brought into his place. Then there was a place and a binyan, a structure, that was permanent for the Shekhinah to dwell there. So this gives the Yidden a permanent place where they can come to a place of rest and an inheritance, a prepared place available for them to come to always to serve Hashem. Obelashon Rambam, as the Rambam describes, what the accomplishment of the fact that there was a spot chosen where the Yidden build the Beis HaMikdash. Kivin shenivna HaMikdash b'Yerushalayim. Once the Beis HaMikdash is built in Yerushalayim, Nasru kol hamakaymis kulon livnais behem bayis l'Hashem cholom. All other places are now prohibited of building a permanent home for Hashem there. There's no other permanent place for all future generations. Elab Yerushalayim Bolvad Ubahara Miriya, in Yerushalayim and there in on the mountain of Hara Miriya. And Shaban Emma regarding the Beis HaMikdash and Hara Miriya, the Pasuk tells us, this is the permanent place for Yidden to build a Mizbeach for Korban Oila, for Yidden. And that's what we're focusing on over here, the second aspect of the Beis HaMikdash, the fact that it's a permanent place for Yidden to come and serve Hashem. And Va'omer Zois Menuchasi Adayad. This is the place where Hashem dwells forever for Yidden to come and serve Him there. That's the accomplishment of the Batei Mikdash, which is expressed by the second opinion here in the Zayar. The Yidden are saying this, because the Yidden are expressing the fact that they have a permanent location to go to serve Hashem. And the Dritte Deye, in the third opinion, Retzach al Kopanim Merumes, what is the third opinion speaking about? Or at least it's hinted, on Shleimus the Beis HaMikdash, this is the ultimate level of revelation of the Beis HaMikdash, Vegen Beis HaMikdash, HaGimel de La'asif, about the third Beis HaMikdash in the future. In dem Zman, in this time period, when the Yidden will Meisfirim Shleimus dem Ratzen and Kavanah von dem Eibishen, when Yidden will fully fulfill the will and the purpose of Hashem, Kad Yisrael Avdin Ru'usei B'Shleimus, when Yidden fulfill the will of Hashem completely, on the highest level. That the Beis HaMikdash will be an eternal home. It will never be taken again from Yidden. So it's not, in other words, it's not only the Kedusha that will be permanent in this place, but also the Yidden will have that connection to the Eibush to reveal to them permanently. It's then that the Eibishter is expressing this, his deep and eternal connection with Yidden, that the Yidden are the eternal place where Hashem rests in them. It's at that time period where Hashem dwells amongst Yidden eternally, where you see revealed a place where Hashem rests, and this is his inheritance, and it's revealed. Where the building of the Beis HaMikdash, not just the Kedusha of the place, while the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, and Yidden don't see revealed their connection to Hashem here, but it's a place where we'll see revealed the connection between Yidden and the Eibishter in this place. That's the third opinion, which is the ultimate fulfillment of the building of the Beis HaMikdash, to bring out the fact that the Eibishter dwells b'seicham, amongst all Yidden. Those are the three opinions. Okay, so here though, now in Sifov, the Rebbe will continue and explain that these three opinions that are expressing different aspects of the Beis HaMikdash, which are fulfilled in different time periods, the Mishkan, the Batei Mikdash, and then the third Beis HaMikdash, they're all really one inyan, there's one continuation here in fulfilling one mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash. Kishem, this has been again the Mishkan, by Beis HaMikdash, Alava Beis, by Shlishi, not just like this is true regarding the actual building of a Mishkan, or the first or second Beis HaMikdash, or the third Beis HaMikdash. As does the Zenit Ken Bazundar in Yonah. These are not three separate things. Not Einin, Yiveh Hemshech. It's all one point and one continuation. The mitzvah, Lashin Yochid, from Vaasi LeMikdash. It's one mitzvah, one singular mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash. Hatzachon Goibin, it began, Omen Hatir Mekayim Geven, Bebinyan HaMishkan. It was fulfilled when the Mishkan was built. Mamshuch Geven, you continue the fulfillment of this mitzvah. The Beis HaMikdash Ha'alav HaBeis, when you build the first and second Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. And then on Mishlei Musa, and it's fulfilled to its utmost perfection, K'mitzvah Setzeinecha, the way Hashem's will is fully fulfilled, V'tezayim V'bim Beis HaShlishi B'mehre V'meni Omen, in the fulfillment of the third Beis HaMikdash, may it be speedily in our time. So the point here is, it's not three different aspects of the building of the Beis HaMikdash, but it's one hemshech. It's the fulfillment of one mitzvah, and therefore it's all one inyan. It's all one point. Al derech zeh, same could be said also regarding the three opinions and the three time periods that we explained till now. Is the Zoyach b'negei di perotim v'seres madgishin Zoyach, regarding the details that the Zoyach highlights here, the menucha b'shaychis sum oren, the rest of it, that Hashem has a place of rest in the oren, then Beis HaMikdash, not just the Arim, but more generally the Beis HaMikdash, and Knesset Yisrael, Kutche Bericho, and this that Hashem says that He dwells amongst Yidden. Zehn das nit kein besondere Sachen. These are not different aspects, different parts of what the Beis HaMikdash accomplishes, nor ein Hemshech. This is really all one continuation of accomplishing one inyan. So what's the connection between them? Why? How is it seen as all, beginning with one point, one mitzvah, and then bringing that one mitzvah to its perfection in the third Beis HaMikdash? We can understand this behektim die kaloshen in the dritte daya. By first taking a closer look at the precise words that the Zohar uses when it brings the third opinion, that it's the Eibishter that says regarding Yidden, Zayis Menuchas Yadayat, that his place of rest is in Yidden. But that is Aleph, so here the Zohar is Meirich. The Zohar goes on with seemingly extra points here. The Hakedain in this time, Yosef al Kursi Yekare, the Eibishter sits on his throne of glory. The Chayis al Alma, and he has mercy on the entire world. Ubracha v'shalom v'chavivusa the koyla eshtakach, and there's blessing, peace, and love of all that's found in that time period. This entire introduction relating to the entire world seems to be completely extra. Void additionally, beis l'chayre. Here, speaking about the fact that Hashem has mercy on the entire world and there's peace upon the entire world, how is that relevant here? Here was the whole point of the third opinion is the fact that Hashem says, my place of rest is within Yidden. And this is not in relation to the world in general. So why is Isaiah bringing up over here that, according to this opinion, this is a time period where you can see the peace and the love of Hashem in relation to the entire world? So there has to be over here one point, a thread that goes through the first, second, and third opinion, which is expressed over here in this point that the Zohar says that you see the peace and the blessing of the Eibishter in the entire world. So the explanation of this is as follows. Pasach HaReinu V'Amah, the first opinion that says that it's the Arin that opens and says, Zayis Menuchasi Yad Yad Cholu, that this is the place of Hashem's dwelling in the Arin, is the Aveda from Torah. What this refers to is, this is the Yidden serving Hashem through learning Torah. Kamuvan, as it's understood, das is doch kol ha'inyin shel ha'arin. This is what the Arin represents, as it says in the Gemara, Ein ba'arein, rak shnei luchis ha'avonim. What do you have in the arein? It's actually based on the pasuk. That all you have in the arein is, it is a pasuk actually, in Malachim, that all you have in the arein is the luchis, which is Torah. That's what the arein represents. So the point that we said before, that the Eibishter dwells in the Arein, and that's the whole point of the first opinion, which was accomplished primarily in the Mishkan. What does the Arein represent? The Arein represents Torah in this world. The power of Torah, the learning of Torah in this world. On the Shleimus fin Torah, now the learning of Torah in this world is not just regarding the Torah in this world and the Yidden learning Torah in this world, but it's also the Torah and the effect that it has regarding the entire world where the Torah is being learnt. And the Shleimus from Torah is, Bishas the Esek HaTorah is an Anayfim from Menucha. What is the Shleimus of Esek HaTorah that is? That when one is able to occupy his time in learning Torah. It's when he could learn Torah in a completely restful state, on as an Adokin in Yonam HaMavavlim. And there's nothing in the world that's distracting or disturbing him from learning Torah. Kemay Merazal, as the Gemara says, Le'nitin Torah Lidreish Al Aloich Le'amon. Who was given Torah to expound, in other words, to be able to focus very deeply in learning Torah? One that ate from the man. Ones that ate from the man had no distractions, and the entire environment of the world around them was made it possible for them to be totally focused on learning. On the Gerat Fil Mala Pirish, it was already explained many times the meaning of this Chazal, as b'chdei tzufashtein unnemin, Torah ketubai, in order to understand, and not just understand Torah, but really take in the truth of Torah properly, one has to be completely free of all other things that may preoccupy him and disturb him. Like it is the case with the ones that eat the man, if you want to get the emes of Torah, if you're distracted by other things in the world that say to you that there's something else in the world that's important or significant, so then the emes of what Torah is cannot resonate with you. There are other things that are important in your life. So the shleimus of the existence of Torah in the world is expressed by the fact that the world does not disturb this truth of Torah that's being expressed in the world. That's the first stage of the Shechina coming down into the world through Torah. Shas, the limit of Torah is kedaboy. Then the next stage is when one learns Torah properly. Is God the limit shemevel de maisa? So then by learning Torah, this leads then to action. Torah kumtar up in maisa mitzvahs. Learning Torah then leads to a person fulfilling the mitzvahs. Some payalt as does alzayim b'shleimus. And the Torah also has the impact that even if he was doing mitzvahs before, but the mitzvahs should be done on its highest level, was the mit tutzachayv de bitter from welt. So over here, what's accomplished is that not only you're focused on learning Torah and you're not engaging with the world, but the world is not a disturbance to you, but here it goes a step deeper. Over here, you actually have the ability to fulfill in action in the world and refine the world itself. So this is the second stage, not only regarding the Arein, the Torah itself, but regarding the building of the entire Beis HaMikdash. You build in the world a place, a structure, a binyan, kavua for the Eibishter, a permanent dwelling for the Eibishter. And here, in this home of the Eibishter, in this world, a permanent place for the Eibishter, you have the Arein inside of it, and the effect of the Arein is not just the Arein itself, where the Eibishter dwells, but also an entire home in this world, that you have a permanent place for the Eibishter to elevate the world itself. That's the second stage. On them what b'shaita day is bani. So then, when the Beis HaMikdash is built, Zogin Knesset Yisrael, so over here, it's the Yidden that express and say, Zoyis Menuchasi Adayad. That this is the Eibishter's place of dwelling forever. As vet, Yishleimus HaManucha from Yidden. This brings the ultimate peace, or the Eibishter rests amongst Yidden. How? Durich Firin Degzer Kavane, when Yidden fulfill their purpose, Vasanin Evreisi L'Sham Shizkaini, a Yid is created in this world to serve Hashem, Durich Kiyim Ritzayin, by fulfilling Hashem's will, Teire U'mitzvahs, to fulfill mitzvah, to learn Teire and fulfill mitzvahs. That's the second stage of the Shechina coming down into the world. So the point here is, with the Arein, it's the first stage of the Torah coming into the world, and the world will not disturb. The Shleimus of Torah is when there's no distraction and disturbance of the world. The second stage is when Yidden built a permanent home within the Welt to bring the Torah down, to do Torah mitzvahs in the world itself. That's when the Beis HaMikdash is built. And then we come to the third stage, the ultimate shleimus and mishas Yisrael avdin reuse, when Yidden fulfill the will of Hashem, is kuchibricho amale al knesses Yisrael. The Eibishter here says regarding Yidden, zois menuchasi yad yad. Where is the place of dwelling of the Eibishter? It's in Yidden. They are the place where the Eibishter rests forever. As vet kaviyachol the shleimus from kuchibricho, this reveals the ultimate of who the Eibishter is. Varom Yisrael kuchibricho kolachad. The essence of the Eibishter is one with the essence of Yidden, and therefore the ultimate revelation of the Eibishter is Dafke within Yidden themselves. And that's the third Beis HaMikdash after bringing Torah into the world. The world is not a disturbance. And then you're even able to build a home for Yidden to serve Hashem, to fulfill their purpose in serving Hashem in this world, and by elevating the world. But then you come to the ultimate purpose, which is the Eibishter dwelling within Yidden, and then the world gets elevated on a completely different level, as the Rebbe explains here. The raya of them, the proof of this, that the Eibishter dwells fully within Yidden, umvu drikt sich das Eis, where is the shleimus of the Eibishter in this world expressed, zokte zaya, so here the zaya continues and says, deha kedein kutshibrichi yosef akosi akari. It's at this time when Hashem sits on His holy throne, on His throne of glory. The chayis al alma, and He has mercy upon the world. Ubracha v'shalom chavivusa dekayla eshtakach. And there's blessing, peace, and love for all that's found in the world. If we're talking here about the ultimate time period where Hashem dwells within Yidden, the essence of Hashem, which is revealed specifically within Yidden, so how is this related to the fact that there's blessing and peace upon the entire world? Because that's how it's expressed. That's the proof for this. And the Rebbe explains, B'shas the Metzias from Welt, Shtetnet zu der Avede von Yidden. When you have the existence of the world that does not disturb Yidden, that's already began and accomplished when the Oren, Torah, is brought into the world, as was explained before, that the world is not disturbed to the learning of the Torah. But here, much more than this, V'adarab, on the contrary, the Anhagim von Welt Gufe, the way the world itself behaves, Afilu de Gashmias, the physical existence of the world, is ba'ofen shel bracha v'shalom. The world itself is a place of a blessing and a place of peace, which means a makim mukhsher, a place which is prepared, masim u'misayeya tzodan hagen for Yidden, and a place which is befitting and even assisting Yidden to come and serve Hashem for everything that Yidden have to do. So the point of it here is, where is it expressed that the Eibishter dwells amongst Yidden? That's expressed by the fact that the entire creation of the world is here for this purpose. That the whole existence of the world is for the Eibishter to be fully expressed within Yidden. And Kedein Omar, and that's the time when the Yidden, or the Eibishter actually says regarding Yidden, Zayis Menuchas Yichol, the Eibishter dwells amongst Yidden. Nemod Vert Nizgale, then it's revealed, as Knesset Yisrael, Zanen Amochen L'Shifte Yisbarach, that the Yidden are the ones which are the ultimate dwelling for Hashem. This is the fulfillment of the real purpose of the Dira for Hashem in this world. And where is that? It's the fact that the Eibishter dwells amongst Yidden. So the Aveda before. So this is, you see here, there's one Hemshech here. It's Yidden here in this world. The first stage is that Yidden have the Torah and they are learning the Torah and the world is not distracting. The world is not disturbing. And then the Yidden bring the Torah down into the Metzias of the world through the fulfillment of Torah and Mitzvahs. And then Yidden create a Dira for Hashem here below in this world, and the ultimate expression of that is not the dwelling of the Shechina in the world, but the essence of the Eibishter could only be expressed in the essence of Yidden, and that's expressed by the fact that the entire world is here to assist Yidden in their Aveda. The peace and the blessing of the world is the fact that they're all here to help Yidden in the Eibishter dwelling in them. Therefore, this is one Hemshech over here of the three time periods that the Zohar mentions, the three opinions. With this, we can understand also regarding, as was explained, that this relates to the Mishkan and then the Bata Mikdashes, which includes the first and second Beis HaMikdash and then the third Beis HaMikdash. This is all one point and one continuation. It starts with the building of the Mishkan. And further, another point here is this is in such a manner as the Batim Mikdashes brengen und zenen geirem dem Inyan und dem Giloy im Bein Beis HaShlishi. Right from the beginning, when the Mishkan is built, and then the first and second Beis HaMikdash, they are all a beginning and they cause and lead the way to bring to the ultimate fulfillment of this mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash in this world and the revelation of the Shechinah within Yidden, and that's in the third Beis HaMikdash. Ukimudgish in Maimar Azal Anal, and this as well is highlighted in what Chazal tell us regarding the destruction of the first and second Beis HaMikdash. Remez l'mikdash in Ismashkin, b'shnei churbanin ala v'niseim shal Yisrael. This is the double lashon of Mishkan, Mishkan, hints to the first and second Beis HaMikdash that was taken as a collateral when they were destroyed because of the Averis of Yidden. What do we see from this? As their umker from the Mikdash, this that the Eibishah returns the Beis HaMikdash, is nit abazun de zach farzich. It's not that the first one was removed, destroyed, and now there's something new, a new phase, a new beginning with the next Beis HaMikdash. Narvi by a Mashkin. Rather, it's like in the analogy of the collateral. Was the mechuvim for nemen and halten a mashkin? What's the point of a lender taking a collateral? Is it to fazicherin as the loyve vet obgem dem choy from fria? It's to guarantee that the borrower will pay back the money, the loan that he already owes from before. To say so. Therefore, we hear as well in the nimshal regarding the Beis HaMikdash. What this means is that shenis mashkin from the Beis HaMikdash alava Beis Gufa. The collateral of or the destruction of the first and second Beis HaMikdash in itself is geirim on farzicha. This causes and this guarantees as Yidden zol zechfirin kidabai that Yidden should conduct themselves properly on the ribbe vetar tzirik komen, and therefore the Beis HaMikdash will be returned and come back in the third Beis HaMikdash. So therefore we see from this mashal of Chazal itself how the point of the first Beis HaMikdash and the second is to lead to and to cause to bring to the third Beis HaMikdash. This is the explanation of the Zohar regarding the three time periods of the first, second, and third. Well, the Mishkan first, and then the first, second, and third Beis HaMikdash. Here the Rebbe will explain how these three time periods, the three opinions brought in the Zohar, also relates to the building of the Mishkan itself. Since the mitzvah of building the Mishkan, and the Eibishter dwells in it, for thus is the mitzvah l'dayris, I've bayin the Mishkan v'habeis HaMikdash. This is the mitzvah for all future generations to build the Mishkan and then later on the Beis HaMikdash. Is b'pshuta shemikra gizak gevarin b'negei the Mishkan. In the simple pshat of the pasuk, this was originally said regarding the building of the Mishkan. Is muvan so it's understood as in the Mishkan gufe zenada bedugmas or bedugma that is okay and the dry in yonam anal. You have similar and somewhat of these three levels that was fulfilled in them. The Mishkan, Mikdash, and Bayis HaGimel, those three stages explained here, relates to also three time periods regarding the building of the Mishkan itself. What are these three time periods? In Hakamas HaMishkan v'Parsha Seinu, in the end of this week's Parsha, when it speaks about the Mishkan that was put up, Noch v'Tachal Kol Avedis Mishkan Oyel Moed, after the Yidden finished all the work in building the Mishkan. Zenegeven Drais Manim v'Inyanim. There are three different time periods and three different stages. This man for Hakamas HaMishkan v'Zayin Yimei HaMiluim. There's first the time when the Mishkan was put up in the 7 days that are called Shivas Yimei Miluim, where the Kayanim were preparing and training for their Aveda on those 7 days. The Mishkan was already put up at that time. And the Arim was brought into its place. Everything was put in its place. Then says not came Mishkan it given, not like before this, even though it was all ready, but there was no Mishkan put up yet. Now blaze the melachis and asiyas the tzeiracha Mishkan, all the work and everything that was done for the purpose of the Mishkan, achanul hakamasei, the preparations for putting it up. So here, finally, the first time the Yidden put up the Mishkan is das nacha abenit given ken kavua. However, at that time, in these 7 days, it was not yet permanent. These 7 days, Moshe Rabbeinu, every day, would put up the Mishkan and then disassemble it. Even though they served in the Beis HaMikdash and the Kainim did all the Aveda in these days, but the Gemara says, "Ein kruy Aveda, it's Lavedas Kainim." In relation to the Aveda that was done afterwards, the Aveda of the Kainim, the Beis HaMikdash, this is not referred to as service in the Mishkan. Then came B'yom HaShmini LaMiluim, on the 8th day, Chaydesh Harishigayim Be'achad LaChaydesh, first day of Rish Chaydesh, which is Rish Chaydesh Nisan, Hukam HaMishkan, the Mishkan is put up, Damot is given HaKamasai LaOmda. The Mishkan was put up permanently to stand. On Sad Gekent to Nachzain, the Avedah B'Mishkan. And then after this, the Yidden are able to actually properly serve in the Beis HaMikdash. So here, these two time periods relates to the first two time periods discussed before here. Was der Chilik zwischen die zwei Fania komme, der Mishkan Atzmai, the difference in these two times regarding the Mishkan itself that was put up, Yeshlami, we can say, as this is Bedugmas HaHefrish, this is similar to what was explained before, the difference zwischen der Mishkan, was is given, Be'iker, Amenucha Pratis von der Morin. The Mishkan itself, which was primarily a place where the Orin had a place where it had its place to rest. It wasn't a permanent place for Klal Yisrael. It moved from one location to another, but the Aron had its place. But the Mishkan Atzma is given Adiras Arai. The actual structure of the Mishkan itself was a temporary place. It was moved from one place to another, and therefore it's called an oil. That was the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, where the Mishkan was put up and taken down. On Beis HaMikdosh was given Adiras Kva. And then on Yom HaShmini, when it was put up permanently and Yidden conserved there in the Beis HaMikdosh, is similar to the time period of the building of the Beis HaMikdash, where there's a permanent dwelling. Mokim Menucha v'Knesset Yisrael, a place for Yidden to come and do the Aveda in the Beis HaMikdash, and here, to some extent, in the Mishkan as well. And then comes the third time period regarding the Mishkan itself. Nocha Kamas HaMishkan Mishmini Lamiluim, after the Mishkan was put up on the eighth day. The Kama Avedis and the other Avedis, certain Avedis that had to be done on this day, is Ash Peter, only after this Given, the Ashras, Ashchinet, Sevishin Yidden. With the ultimate purpose is fulfilled, where the Eibusher here comes down and dwells amongst all the Yidden. And we are as Messiah in the Parsha Seinu, as the Torah concludes here in the end of our Parsha, Kvoid Hashem Molias HaMishkan, the glory of Hashem fills the Mishkan, was Damolt is given, Vayeda Kvoid Avaye Al Kolohom. And as it says in Parsha Shmini, that the Eibusher comes and the glory of Hashem is revealed to all the people, to the Yidden. That's the ultimate fulfillment, the third point here in the Mishkan. This is somewhat similar to the way Hashem dwells in the third Beis HaMikdash. But Kuchibricho Amalei Al Knesset Yisrael Cholu, the Eibusha says regarding Yidden, Zois Munuchasi Adayah. This is the ultimate expression of Kuchibricho, of the essence of Hashem, which could only be expressed dafke within Yidden. Und wie steht in Sephorno, beseif Pasha Seinu, von Pasuk, und behe Oleis Ha'ona me'ala Mishkan, me'al Mishkan. This point is also expressed in something that the Sephorno says in the end of this week's Pasha, when he talks about the cloud of glory that was on top of the Mishkan, and when Yidden had to travel, that cloud lifted up. So he says, V'cholka choysa, shriyas ha-shchine, kavua b'mishkan, the dwelling of the Shchine was so permanent in the Mishkan, shloihoye mistale klal misham, it wouldn't remove at all from there, acho Yisrael tzrichim l'saya, until the Yidden had to travel. V'zeloihoye b'shiloi, v'loi b'bayis rishon, v'loi b'bayis sheni. This was not in the time of Shiloi or the first or second Beis HaMikdash. So dafki here, we see regarding the Shchine, the cloud of glory that was in the Mishkan, you see how this expresses the special connection to the Yidden, that it's there all in relation to whether the Yidden are staying put or the Yidden are traveling. And this is similar to the expression in the time of the third Beis HaMikdash, where the ultimate expression of the Eibishter is dafki in Yidden. And in the Mishkan as well, similar to the third Beis HaMikdash, this is in connection to this, that Yidden fulfill Hashem's will, b'shleimus, to its utmost perfection. When it says that on the Yom HaShmini, the Eibusher came down and dwelt and was rested within Yidden, the Karbonis and the Aveide on its perfect level, and also of Aaron HaKohen. Und demolt vert die Schleimus am Anucha vom Mishkan. This brings the ultimate rest that the Eibusher dwells in the Mishkan. Mishkan Ha'edus. And what's the name of the Mishkan? It's called, as it says in the beginning of this week's parasha, the Mishkan which serves as a testimony. And this again shows that the main point of the Mishkan is the fact that the Eibusher dwells within Yidden. Eidus li Yisrael, it's testimony for Yidden, Shevita lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaMaisa HaEgel, the Eibusher forgave them for the sin of the Egel, Shaharei Hishre Shchina Beineyem. Because the Shechina comes and dwells amongst Yidden. That's the ultimate expression of the Eibishter, the Dira B'Tachtayna. This is the pointer, the ultimate expression where the Eibishter dwells in this world is not the dwelling of the Shechina in the Welt, in the world, but it's the fact that the world serves as an assistance to Yidden, Lodder V'Lishkayin, and the essence of the Eibishter is revealed dafke within Yidden. Rabbi concludes, Undurich dem Eisig B'Toyres Habayish B'Chol Azmanim. Through learning about the halachas, the Torah, about the Beis HaMikdash in all of its time periods. Mishkan, Mikdash Rishon Visheni, the first and second Beis HaMikdash, Torah, Vas HaYidei Zeh, through this, Ani Maila Aleim, Kehilo Emoiskim B'Binyan Abayis. Through this, Eibusha considers it as if you have built the base, you're being Isaac and building the base of Mikdash himself. And this makes sure that the binyan of the base of Mikdash should not be nullified. Kibir Chazal, as Chazal say about this, and that's the union of mitzvahs, that it's as if you're mamish building, besides the fact that you're being Isaac and Taita about this, about the first and second base of Mikdash, which is obviously learning Taita. It's also a mitzvah. It's mamish like you're physically building. Is das memayer or mezares dem gilui from bayis agimel bepoil. This will bring closer the third base of Mikdash, Yigala v'yovim mishamayim, which will be revealed and come down from heaven. And then all the opinions mentioned here in Zayir, all the aspects of the building of the Beis HaMikdash will be to its utmost and highest level, Shleimus HaTeira, the highest perfection of the level of Teira, Menuchas HaOrim, the Eibusha dwelling in the Orim representing Teira, Shleimus Am Yisrael, the perfection of Yidin, Menuchas Yif and Knesset Yisrael, the fact that Eibusha dwells within Yidin, and Hashem, the Shleimus of the revelation of the essence of Hashem, Kutshu Berichu Shalem, where the Eibusha is complete, which will be revealed as Vert Golui Le'ene Kola Amim, is revealed to all nations of the world. Dosvas Kutshu Berichu Amale Al Knesset Yisrael. This that the Eibusha says regarding Yidin, Choluzois Munuchasi Adei Ad. This is my place where I rest in Yidin forever.